Wizardy Witch and the Slime Monsters by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic.
Zoomity zoom! Let's go broom!
She squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz! And off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was zooming over the meadows of magic flowers and fields of lush grass when she saw a strange, bright green blob below, splattering a herd of cows. "What is that?" said Wiz, sweeping down to investigate. As she reached the field, a huge blob of slime came flying across the grass and covered her from head to foot. "Yuck!" squealed Wizardy Witch, because the slime was very sticky, tasted of the bitterest limes, and smelled terrible. She struggled to wipe the slime from her face, but it clung everywhere. "I need a cleaning spell," she grumbled. To cast the spell, Wiz needed a leaf from her satchel. Unfortunately, this was filled with thick, gooey slime too. "Ha ha, you were slimed," a rude voice cackled. "Get this off me," Wizardy Witch complained. She pulled, scraped, and tugged at the horrid sticky stuff. It refused to budge. "I am Slimy the Slime Monster, and you are slimed," giggled the voice. Wizardy Witch was very upset. She couldn't get the sticky slime off her face and hands. "Stop it," she screamed. "This is horrible. Get your sticky slime off me, Slimy." "It's no crime for me to slime," laughed the monster. Poor Wizardy Witch was just beginning to panic. She would not get out of this stuff. When suddenly she heard a spell being cast. "Cows go moo when morning dew. Help Wizardy Witch remove that goo," a friendly voice called out. A bright flash of pink lightning removed every speck of slime from Wizardy Witch. "Thank you, Wizby," Wiz said, recognizing her cousin. "I was in a mess there." "Lucky I was flying by," the boy said seriously. The pair turned towards the unkind slime monster as it backed away from the angry witch and wizard. In a flash, Slimy raced across the fields and meadows, heading for the hills in the distance. "After him, Wiz!" shouted Wizby to his cousin. The pair jumped on their broomsticks and whizzed after the retreating monster. He was surprisingly quick, and they struggled to keep up. After a few minutes, the slime monster disappeared into a small, rabbit-sized hole in the ground at the base of the hillside. "How are we going to get in there?" wondered Wizby. "I know a shrinking spell," said Wizardy Witch. She searched in her satchel and brought out three tiny blue leaves. "This will do," she said. Wiz held her cousin's hand and pointed the three leaves at the rabbit hole ahead. She whispered the spell to Wizby so they could both sing the magic words together. "Ants that crawl and mice so small, now shrink us down so we're not tall." The leaves burst into a blue mist surrounding the pair and their broomsticks. When the mist cleared, the world around them looked enormous. The pair were now the size of tiny mice. The rabbit hole ahead looked like a giant's cave. "After him," squeaked Wizardy Witch in a funny little voice. Wisby laughed squeakily at his strange-sounding cousin.
Even our voices have shrunk,
he giggled.
We must be quick,
warned Wiz.
The spell only lasts for a few minutes.
The pair sped inside the giant rabbit hole and found the slime monster family all together in a single huge room. There were two big slime monsters and two smaller ones.
Slimey,
squeaked Wizardy Witch as loud as her tiny voice permitted.
Which one of you is slimy?
The slime monsters turned towards the small witch and wizard in surprise. The largest one frowned at the larger child slime monster, and then back to Wiz and Wisby. What has he been up to this time? The huge slime monster grumbled.
He has been sliming cows in the fields and covered my cousin here from head to toe, then laughed about it when she asked him to get the slime off her,
Wisby interrupted.
No, I didn't,
Slimy screamed.
He's lying. I didn't do anything.
The mother slime monster stepped in and confronted her son.
What have we told you about sliming other creatures and people, Slimy?
The boy refused to accept his wrongdoing and protested his innocence again.
It wasn't me, I tell you. They are liars.
Wizardy Witch was amazed at the slime monster boy.
He is the liar,
she said,
and I can prove it with a truth spell.
She picked a violet leaf from her satchel, pointed it at the slime monster and sang,
Elephant's tooth and unicorn's hoof, make this monster speak the truth.
The leaf burst into a million speckles that flew straight towards Slimy. Each one stuck instantly to every part of the monster.
Did you slime me?
Wizardy Witch commanded. The slime monster quivered like a jelly and struggled to stay silent. Despite his fiercest efforts, the slime monster said,
Yes, I did it.
The father apologized for his slime monster's son's behavior. He then turned to Slimy and said, You are grounded, young monster. No more play outside for 3 days. The mother also said sorry to Wiz and Wisby.
He is going to learn to behave and be kind, I promise.
And to tell the truth, the father added.
Thank you,
Wiz answered, then turned to her cousin and said,
We need to be going because the shrinking spell is wearing off. Goodbye,
they called and flew outside. A few moments later, they returned to their original size and headed home, excitedly chatting about this amazing adventure. And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the Slime Monsters.